Chapter 68. Kavanaugh wasn't pleased about having to go down to the station to look at mugshots after his shift. He was even less pleased about letting Jesse into Vic Prado's room, even if Jesse was police chief. He had tried unsuccessfully to convince Jesse to get a warrant. Jesse wasn't completely unsympathetic, but he sensed he didn't have time to do things by the book. He suggested Kavanaugh simply give him the passkey. "I'll let myself in," Jesse said. "This way you're protected."
"Thanks, Chief, but I'd feel better if I was with you. Besides, we got cameras in every hallway. You'll be on video going in and out of the room with a key that'll get traced back to me no matter what."
"Suit yourself." Kavanaugh needn't have worried. The bed was newly made, the floors vacuumed, the towels fresh, some still warm. All they found in Vic's room was a few days' worth of Vic's clothes, a designer suitcase, some jewelry, including a World Series ring, and toiletries. Jesse held the World Series ring in his hand, slipped it on his ring finger. He had seen them on TV, met some coaches and guys in the minors who had them, but he'd never actually tried one on. Jesse lost himself for a moment, first rushing on fantasy, then crashing on the reality that, but for a stupid exhibition game in Pueblo, he might have had one of these rings of his own. He couldn't imagine anyone ever walking away from a World Series ring as if it were a plastic toy from a Cracker Jack box. Yet Jesse sensed his old double play partner was gone with the wind. He turned to Connor Kavanaugh. Jesse said, "You've got video on all the movements in the hallway?
Lobby, bar, valet parking lot, elevators too. You'd be amazed at what some guests get up to in the elevators."
Kavanaugh winked at Jesse.
"I was a cop in L.A. for 10 years. Trust me, I wouldn't be amazed."
"I guess not. You mind me having a look at your video from today?"
"Sure, why not?"
They were down in the bowels of the hotel in a dank, windowless room, about as welcoming as a bed of nails. The concrete block walls were painted pistachio green. Two fluorescent light fixtures hung from the ceiling, one of the tubes displaying an irregular tick. There was a long metal table and a taped-up office chair. In contrast to the setting, there was a slick-looking bank of black-and-white monitors covering the entire wall directly before the table. Each monitor had a plastic black-and-white plaque at its base that indicated the area covered by the camera feeding that particular monitor. On the table itself was the computer that controlled the system. The odor of burnt coffee cut against the earthy mildew scent of the place. Jesse turned, noticing a coffee maker on a beat-up hotel nightstand. The orange warming plate light was lit, but the liquid in the pot was black and thick as caulk.
"Help yourself," Kavanaugh said.
"No thanks, I've had enough of that kind of coffee.
We put in some long hours down here."
Jesse turned back to the monitors. Pretty sophisticated.
"My idea. Before I got here, they used to have an old videotape system without much coverage. Now we cover almost everything. All the feeds are time and date stamped and compressed. It's digital, so we can access individual monitors or any combination if we need to. We can speed right through sections without having to slog through hours of tape."
"Any video on the guy with the green sneakers?"
Kavanaugh shrugged. "Not anything worth looking at. He didn't walk through the hotel. He was either very smart or very lucky."
"Can you give me what you got today on Vic's hallway from, let's say, from 9 this morning?"
Kavanaugh stepped in front of Jesse. He tapped on the keyboard, told Jesse to sit. "Here you go, Chief."
Kavanaugh pointed at the computer screen.
"That's Mr. Prado's room there. You can use the joystick, rollerball mouse, or the keyboard arrows to move forward or back. You see an image you want to capture as a still, hit this button. It will pause the video. Then I can print the image for you."
Jesse scrolled through the video, Rosa the housekeeper playing a starring role. A hotel guest or two made cameo appearances. Because of the speed at which he moved through the video, the movements of the people on screen reminded Jesse of old silent westerns. The flickering light above him added to the strobing effect. Then, when Jesse spotted Vic's door opening, he slowed the action to normal speed, then slower than normal. Out stepped an attractive woman about his own age. The woman didn't seem to want to leave.
Instead, she stood by the open door, turned back, facing into the room. Vic appeared, partially in shadow, clutched the woman tightly to him, kissed her long and hard on the mouth. They stared at each other, neither seeming to speak. The door closed. The woman hesitated again, turned to go, took a few tentative steps toward the elevator, stopped, looked behind her, wiped her eyes, and left. Jesse said to Kavanaugh, "Can you get me a still of the woman's face?"
"Sure, I'll clean it up and enlarge it for you."
A minute later, the printer kicked on and out came a clear shot of Lorraine Frazetta. "Do you know if she valet parked her car?"
"We can check," Kavanaugh said, leaning over Jesse's shoulder, tapping at the keyboard again. "There you go. She's handing her ticket to the valet. Here he comes, driving it up to the front entrance. Nice car."
Before Jesse asked, Kavanaugh printed out a still of the Corvette, clearly showing its tag number. He called the number in to Molly. "Also, try to track down Al Gleason from Paradise Taxi. I need to speak to him." Jesse asked Kavanaugh to get him back to the video on Vic's hall. When the video showed Vic leaving his room and stopping by the elevator, Jesse asked Kavanaugh if he could follow Vic's progress. The security man leaned over Jesse's shoulder once again.
"Okay, here he is in the elevator," Kavanaugh said.
He pressed the button for 3. More keyboard tapping.
"Here he is getting off the elevator at 3. He's turning. Hold on." More tapping. "Here he is again. He's stopping by room 323. You can take it from here, Chief."
Jesse let the video run forward. When he did, he got a knot in his gut. He hadn't felt this way since the day he found out Jen had been cheating on him with some smarmy Hollywood producer. Jesse stood up from the chair and, in a monotone voice that barely seemed to belong to him, thanked Kavanaugh for his help. Kavanaugh stared at the frozen image on the screen of Vic Prado kissing the woman in room 323.
"Hey, Chief Stone, don't you want me to print a still of this for you?"
Jesse didn't answer. He kept walking down the hall. When the elevator doors closed, he pressed the button for the 3rd floor.